Hi.
Hi. How are you, Sonia?
I'm well, Janoonie. How are you?
Getting over a cold, flu, whatever I had, but we're powering through.
You're hanging in there.
It's okay.
Also, hi to our audience. I hope you're also doing well on this fine December day here in Canada. What's the temperature today? Here in Hamilton, Ontario, at least where I'm at, Janoonie is in a different area, but where I am, it's -3, I believe.
Here in Markham, it is -1°, mostly cloudy with a high of -1 and a low of -8 today.
That's cool.
Yeah.
that's really fun.
I was going to say, kind of gloomy out there today.
Yeah, but you know what? We're inside and we're getting our energy and our serotonin, I guess, from our caffeine beverages here at our respective coffee shops.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Sonia and I are at 2 different coffee shops right now, but it's kind of funny because why? No idea why we're here, but it's fun.
Yeah, it makes it a little exciting, you know?
Yeah.
Back when we did each episode, or not each episode, but a few episodes in different locations, it made it a little, whoa. It's not like anyone can see that we're in a different spot because a lot of our videos are just audio, but we knew we were somewhere else.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know if you guys can. Thank you. what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Sonia, period. Go on.
We'll just dive right into starting the episode. How about that?
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I think a fun fact for me of why I am at a coffee shop is because my final assignments are really getting to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's been tough. But to get out of that, you know, little slump, I like to get myself out of the house, you know? Now, what is this slump that we talk about, Sonia?
Well, some would characterize the schlump as seasonal depression, or seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD.
And that is what today's episode is going to be about, seasonal depression disorder. Welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros, where we drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros. We haven't actually drank out of beakers in a really long time. Mine broke ages ago. I don't remember what episode, maybe like a year ago.
Like episode 3?
Yeah, literally episode 3. But cheers. My cup's empty, but there was a... What was in here? I got a flat white with oat milk.
Can you see? Mine's like a Vietnamese latte.
Oh, you just spilled. Did it go on your laptop?
No, it's good. It's good. It was just on the table.
Okay. We should start publishing the video version of these.
This is so funny.
It's so chaotic. Okay.
I love
should
it.
We... Should we get started? Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay, so what is seasonal depression? Okay, so that is commonly known as seasonal depression disorder, or clinically called seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. And it is a type of depression that relates to changes in the seasons. So I know we all joke about, you know, when it gets winter, we all have seasonal depression, but in fact, it's actually a thing. It usually begins and ends at about the same time every year. So whenever, you know, I think it varies per person, but, you know, when seasons change, so December, whatnot. And symptoms typically start in the fall and continue into the winter months. These symptoms often resolve during spring and summer months, maybe why you're a bit more excited and happier, whatnot. Also, SAD or SAD has been seen to cause depression in the spring or early summer and resolves during the fall or winter months, which is kind of interesting because it's like the opposite of what you would think. But I think maybe specifically, this is just me thinking, in Canada, like it gets colder during the fall and winter months, and then spring and summer is nice and warm. So maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah. Like just to add to that, like speaking from personal experience, I always personally find that, you know, during this time of year, energy is a lot lower. And I think that has a lot to do with the lack of sunlight and the vitamin D, sort of what you were talking about at the beginning. Like, for example, with me, I've been starting my days really early the past few weeks. So it's been starting at like 6 a.m. and I'm out of the house by then. I've started going to spin class. I mentioned that. But, like, I'm entering my villain era. It's very exciting.
I love that. But, I love that.
Thank you. But anyway, so if I'm out of the house by like 6, 7 a.m., the sun's not even up yet, right? So if I get back at, let's say, like 6, 7 at night, like the sun's setting, like it's dark. Out, I do not see the sun, and especially in my lab, the student room has no windows, so we're practically like in a prison cell, just because it's so like the room is very nice, it's very comfortable. It's a decent room, but just like no windows, so unless I'm like exercising or going on a walk or whatever, it's always dark.
I was gonna say like my thing is like I'll wake up in the morning, especially like since I've been back in Markham at home. I'll wake up in the morning and like within the hour I'll try to like leave my house, because there's times where I'll be like at in my house until like 4 p.m. That's when it gets dark, and then I'm just like, well, I feel like my whole day has just been like it's gone, and I feel kind of like crappy about myself, I would say. And I'm like, oh no, like how do I change that? And like my way was like, okay, let's get out of the house, go to a cafe, get your work done, and then I'll like have this whole thing, and I'll go home like late at night, so I feel like I don't feel like I'm in a schlub. I used to have this like back in first and second year, like I would really much feel like seasonal depression. Like it would very much like affect me, because I'm like, why do I feel so like sad? And like, there's nothing like really affecting me, but I'm like, oh, like I feel really glum and not.
Especially at McGill. Sorry to cut you off there, but
no,
like,
no, go
the,
for it.
The snow and everything like is probably insane. So people aren't going out that often.
Exactly. So it's like even more like the weather there was like even worse, right? So it's like all of that. I'm just like, dang. But then like, I mean, COVID happened. Of course, like you didn't really go out much, but. Like fourth year, like since last year, I haven't really like, I think last year and like this year's kind of like the first year I really haven't experienced seasonal depression. I was like, whoa, like this is actually like, because I think I'm doing more proactive steps of being like, let's prevent that and stuff. Just kind of my 2 cents.
No, that's fantastic. I relate to that too. Like, you know, taking your vitamin D tablets, like going out a little more, like being the fact that we're conscious of like how we're feeling and talking about and everything, so it's like fantastic.
Self-aware queen.
Amen. Just to talk a little bit more about the symptoms, I guess, involved with seasonal depression or seasonal affective disorder. So there's sort of what we've highlighted already, but it's feelings of sadness, lack of energy, and then anhedonia, which is the loss of interest in particular activities. So things that might have brought you joy in the past may not be invigorating you in the same capacity as it had before, oversleeping and gaining weight, or potentially losing weight as well if you're not eating in the same capacity, like you're not being active, all that. So it just really just brings your body down.
I think, you know, what's really interesting though is that we've been using the word seasonal depression very kind of like throwing it around here and there. But it's really interesting to see that there's actually like history behind it, right? It's not just like some term that, you know, a bunch of teenagers or young adults use to explain why they're feeling so sad. Actually, the variations of mood as a result of changes within seasons have been acknowledged for a long time. It wasn't until actually 1984 that the actual term like SAD or sad was used in a paper. And this was actually, I believe, in a paper used by Norman Rosenthal. I might be mispronouncing his or their name, and colleagues at the National Institute of Mental Health. So that's kind of interesting, like it's kind of looking at that and seeing how like it's not something of recent times that's being used. But basically, it was believed that seasonal depression was due to changes in the circadian rhythm that are a result of the seasonal changes in the length of daytime and daylight, which is basically what we were saying, right? Like waking up at 6 a.m. it's dark, coming back at 6 p.m. it's dark, right? But basically people who typically suffer from seasonal depression report using artificial morning light to realign their circadian rhythm with their sleep wake cycle. That's actually really interesting. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, I recently bought a light off of Amazon, and I'm very excited to try it out, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Like, that sounds pretty cool. Like, that makes sense, right? Because it's like,
During the winter time as well, because the sun doesn't rise. Like, today, I was out of the house before the sun rose, and I think that was I think it rose at, like, 8:30 this morning, or 7:30?
Oh, wow.
8? So, between that time range, I don't remember. Yeah, so maybe getting that light, like if you can schedule the time for when it turns on, so and it can increase in intensity over a period of like 30 minutes.
Whoa.
So it's just like orange light appears, and then when you wake up, and then it dims and turns off.
It's actually really cool. I know there's like a study, so like I know it's kind of trying it out, but there's actually a study that found that 51% of participants that use light therapy actually saw a decrease in the symptoms. So let me know if that actually works for you.
Did you say 51 or 61?
61. Did I say 51?
Oh.
61. Sorry.
All good. But yeah, I'll let you know. I'm hopeful. So it should be coming in the next couple of days. So I'll try it out.
Yeah. But it's actually really cool.
So
I was like, I was just going to say, I was going to add to the fact that I was like, I was up at like 5:30 this morning. Don't ask why. Like I don't ask why I was just, yeah. But then I was like, oh my God, let me see the sunrise. And then I was just kind of waiting there and I was like, wait, where's the sunrise? And I was kind of like sad. And I was like, well, now I'm getting tired. So I just went to sleep afterwards. That was my night.
That's unfortunate. I'm sorry I didn't get to see the sunrise. It was actually very pretty this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I saw on people's like I was up before it came up as well, but like I saw on like Sonia's, like not me, but like another one, like on her Be Real thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, besides the point, like she had a picture. It was very pretty. Anyways, going back to what you were saying though about. Mm. That idea of the circadian rhythm, I think it'd be important to talk about that in a little bit more depth. You gave a pretty good overview, but just to highlight that a little more in case folks aren't too familiar. So the circadian rhythm can sort of be considered or thought of as like an internal clock in our bodies that can be described as like a physical, mental, or behavioral change that follow a 24-hour cycle. So for most people, like during the day when there's light out, you're awake and whatever, and then your internal clock sort of tells you once the sun starts to set, like, okay, it's time to calm down and settle down and go to sleep. And then 6 to 8 hours later, you wake up at like whatever time that you end up waking up at. But I guess for folks that have like seasonal depressive or disorder or like any sort of condition similar to that, there can be changes or abnormalities in our like internal clocks in our sleeping cycle. So I don't know, speaking from little like personal experiences, when I've gone through depressive episodes and whatnot, like I could sleep for hours and hours, like 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
But then when you are, you know, a little bit more out and about and things are good and you're happy, like your sleep cycle is a lot more condensed, but you still have a lot of energy at the same time.
Yes. I was just going to agree with that.
I was going to also add to that, though. But when our circadian rhythms are properly aligned and when we're healthy and happy and active, it can be, or this sort of can promote a consistent and restorative sleep. So not just like baseline, whatever, but actual like deep sleep. And however, when there's a lack of alignment, this can lead to sleeping problems like insomnia or, just like your body's ability to produce melatonin, which is a hormone that makes you sleepy, that could also be affected as well. So there's a whole host of little physiological things that go on with our circadian rhythm.
It's crazy because, like, I know, again, circadian rhythm, like, that term is thrown around so lightly as well. Not people know, like, the actual kind of depth of that, really, because I know, like, when I say circadian rhythm, I'm like, yeah, it's like so thrown off. That's because, like, one night I'm sleeping for like 6 hours and the next night I'm sleeping for like 14. That's really just my own fault, not the circadian rhythm, it's just me. But it's like things like that you're like, there's actually there's science behind it. But what's actually really interesting is seeing how the circadian rhythm kind of relate to seasonal depression. So when you look at like jet lags and sudden changes and shifts at work, that can cause changes in the light dark cycle. So circadian rhythm can work by making sure that body processes are optimized at various points during a 24-hour period. So let's think of sudden changes for when your body wants to function. So if you want to stay awake, it will require your body to adjust to your environment. So the time of night and day or needs. So staying awake. So in November, Canadians actually experience daylight savings, as we know, and we gain an hour. As a result, our circadian rhythm has to adjust to the slightly new light-dark cycle because of the circadian rhythms are not aligned with the natural cycles of light and darkness. Again, why we have daylight savings is a different topic for another episode.
Yeah.
It messes with me a lot.
Doesn't really make sense, but...
No.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But so in conclusion, daylight savings actually influences changes in our circadian rhythm to align with the natural cycles of light and darkness. And the changes and adjustments basically our circadian rhythm undergoes to align with the light dark cycles may actually result in the said seasonal depressive disorder symptoms, which makes sense because like think about when you really start feeling those symptoms, right? Like I know especially like around November when there's a daylight savings, you're like, oh, it gets darker now. Oh, it gets really dark like earlier. Your day's kind of gone. And suddenly you're feeling like, oh, like, don't you feel like you kind of feel unproductive? And around that time, you also go, you have so many more assignments and you're like, why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? And then we have finals as well and stuff. And I know we kind of like typically attribute it to being, oh, it's final season and whatnot. Yes, part of that is true. But I also think a part of it is daylight savings and our circadian rhythm kind of adjusting to it.
Gotcha. Before we move on, going off of what you were saying a little bit, is there anything that you particularly do to help manage your circadian rhythm, or are you just kind of like,
sleep? Oh, looks like Sonia froze for a bit.
I wake up and hopefully... Like, or sleep hygiene, I guess. How do you manage that?
Oh, sorry. I think you froze for a bit.
Sorry, I froze.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me restate that question. just so it sounds like not.
Oh, she froze again. Oh, she is freezing. I think while we.
Hello.
You are frozen a bit.
Hello.
Hi.
You're back. Okay.
Yes.
Crop that part out. We'll continue on here.
Yes.
So, going off of what you were just saying there, Janooni, I was curious, do you personally do anything to, like, help manage your circadian rhythm? Do you do anything for sleep hygiene? What's your process? Or do you not do anything at all?
I'm trying to think. Okay. Sleep hygiene? I have terrible sleeping habits. Terrible. I think there is... I don't really want to blame daylight savings or the circadian rhythm. I think it's my fault. I tend to take naps during the day. I probably shouldn't, but I've been trying to, like, when I wake up during the day, like, I'll try to surround myself with friends during the day. I'll try to go out and do things productively. I've been really getting into, like, I go to the gym every day, so that's something I look forward to. So I'm like, I think my way is like actually keeping myself busy and trying to go out, do a lot more things during the daytime. So when it's nighttime, I just feel like I'm just kind of unwinding and whatnot. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So that's kind of my way. And that's kind of what I've kind of figured to be like, not too bad. But yeah, like I definitely think like surrounding myself with friends. So I feel like I'm not kind of by myself. And like, I don't have like that feeling of sadness and kind of dealing with that. Also, yeah, like exercising. I think definitely like working out has made a difference. Perfect. So what about you, Sonia? What do you do to cope with seasonal depression?
Yeah, it's, thanks for asking that question. What do I do? Yeah, so going back to like the sleep hygiene thing, undergrad, it wasn't too hot. I was very sporadic in my sleep cycle. But now what I've started doing is exercising in the morning versus the night, because apparently if you do it at night, like it increases your energy levels and a bunch of these hormones that keep you awake. So I now exercise and run in the morning. I try to make sure that like my phone is turned off at least like 30 minutes before I go to sleep.
Oh.
Or just like to make sure like I put off my notifications, everything, and I don't try to look at it for at least 30 minutes before bed. Am I successful in that? Often not, but I try. I don't know. And if I'm very active during the day, I find that by like 10:30 at night, I pass out. I used to be able to stay awake until like 4 or 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
6:30 sometimes. And I cannot. I am happy to be in bed by like 11 o'clock.
Me too. Honestly, like in Hamilton, at least I was like in bed by 11, passed out by like 12. But I'm like, there's no point in me staying up. I'll just be more productive during the day. But yeah, for our
sign of aging, we're getting old.
We are. It's fine. Only 22. It's fine. Yeah, it's okay.
We're practically babies.
Yeah. But for our listeners who are wondering how to cope with seasonal depression, I know we talked about lamp therapy and light therapy. That's definitely one method that, you know, you can try out. There's actually cognitive behavioral therapy, which is found to significantly reduce seasonal depressive disorder symptoms, as well as exercising and eating healthy. I know we say that for everything, but honestly, if you do it right, it does have actual significant effects on you. And then staying true to routine is key in dealing with seasonal activities. Consistency in routine will allow you to help your body's circadian rhythm adjust to the light dark cycles of the real world. And I think that's what Sonia and I have kind of been doing, right? Creating routine for ourselves and kind of staying up to that. And it's, at least for me personally, it's working for me so far.
Yeah. And to add to that as well, I think just like acknowledging how you're feeling, right? If you're not feeling too hot, just like, I don't know.
Check in. Yeah.
Check in with yourself. Be like, hey, dude. Why am I not feeling excited about things that I used to before? Let's internally reflect on that.
Yeah. Kind of have a little self-aware moment and just kind of be aware of how you're feeling and how you feel with your environment as well. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Well, I said your name. Well, with that being said, that wraps up another lovely episode.
Thank you guys for listening, as usual.
Yeah. And if you have any recommendations for topics, please feel free to contact us at deeperbros2020@gmail.com or any of our other social media platforms.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, or as, you know, the Gen Z likes to do it, you can just DM us on Instagram.
That works, too, unless you want to be, like, formal and pretentious about it. You can send us
an email. Yeah, we love receiving emails. Anyways, bye.
Bye.